You are not Sanjay. Yeah, because this is what you were not. And this is what you shall not be. After some time it is true, this body will go. So I confirm to myself. I look into my eyes and I affirm to myself. This is, you are not this. It is very important to tell yourself that. And that tatvamasi, that is the mantra. That is, what is the mantra? To remind ourselves the harsh truth, that that is what we are not. Now, if this body is what we are not, and all the natural significations which we were talking about, Mars for land and Venus for car and moon for mother, everything is not. All the 9 planets and their significations are not the real truth. They are an apparent truth in this world where things are created and destroyed, where things come into being and die. In this world of Mrityu, it's called Mrityu Loka, place of death, because death is a feature over here in this world. Everybody who is born dies. So, that means 9 planets, the basic paradigm of 9 planets as significators, or Navakaraka, the 9 Karakas, is applicable only to the material world or the world with the physical bodies. Okay. Having accepted this, then we chose that one planet which gives us moksha. Which is the planet which gives moksha? Ketu. Right. Having chosen the moksha karaka in the natural scheme, we now define a soul as a state of being, a state of cleansing of karma. We have all done some karma and we are passing through various stages of cleansing of karma, being born to enjoy, whatever. We pass through various birth cycles until all is over. The fact that this we haven't got, the fact that we are born, I am born, you are born, you are born, right? You are born, it proves that you haven't got moksha. Anybody having doubts? Has anybody got moksha? Anybody in this room has already got moksha? Please raise your hand. It's obvious. It is obvious. I mean, somebody who's already in the world of God, I mean, what's he doing out here? By default, he won't be here. Okay, so Ketu cannot be a significator of your soul. Ketu cannot signify the development of your soul, because if Ketu signified your soul, you should not be here. If Ketu indicates the development of your soul, that means you have got moksha. And this is what Jaimini explained. Jaimini clearly says, if Ketu is in the 12th house from Lagnamsha or from Karakamsha, then the person gets kaivalyam. Kaivalyam means moksha. Definitely, because the atma takes a final form on the basis of the planet in the 12th from it in the Navamsha. So who will get moksha in a chart? He who has some association of Ketu to the 12th house in his Navamsha chart. 12th house from what? From the Navamsha Lagna. Lagna is the body. Body doesn't get moksha. Body dies, and I know that. And after dying, this body is not going to come with me somewhere. I will go somewhere. And where I will go will be defined by the planet sitting in the house of going. Which is the house of going? Seventh house is coming back. Which is the house of going? 12th house. The house of going is the 12th house. Sitting in the 12th house or the house of going from the soul, from the Atma. If anywhere my argument is even slightly illogical, please tell me. Is it logical so far? Because this is a very important concept. Now, I leave out Ketu. Because it cannot indicate the development of the soul. How many planets am I left with? So, this is the concept of the 8 Charakarakas. That is why any of these 8 planets can signify the development of my soul. Right. Now, from these 8, if the sun were to signify the development of my soul, what is it? What does it indicate? if the sun becomes the Atmakaraka, Chara Atmakaraka. I had given a lesson on this some time back in the SJVC. Pardon? Yes, learning to work away from ego to some extent. Okay, go on, go on. But what is more important? Compassion of the moon. Anybody? Yes, ahankara, working with ahankara. The working with ahankara is the most important thing in the life of the person. He has to get over his ego problems if there is any spiritual development going to take place. The 12th house from the planet, that what is signified by the planet in its natural signification, you got to let go. It should go. If the sun is signifying the development of your soul, that is your Atmakaraka, Chara Atmakaraka, then let go of that ego. If the sun is in trines, let go of that ego. You will grow quickly. Your spiritual development is getting hampered because of that ego. If moon, yeah, the person will be so compassionate for everybody, but no compassion from anybody. In life, you will care so much for so many people, but very few people will show any compassion when it comes to you. So don't crib over it. This is your karma, do it. That is the message. The message has to do with the planet itself. If Saturn says Atmakaraka, how many people have Saturn as Atmakaraka? 1, 2, 3, okay, you also. Okay, any more Saturns? Atmakarakas? Okay, what is the message for Saturn?